Hello, hello, everybody. It is Tamela Baldwin, your hostess with the mostest of 14 Hours of Love, and we are cruising right along. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to spend your energy listening to these amazing speakers from all over the world that are simply trying to help you experience and embody more love in your own lives and relationships. Now, I mentioned before that I believe that heaven can totally be experienced now. We don't have to wait until we leave our bodies or until we pass on to experience an abundance of supernatural and unwavering love. But in order for us to experience such true, such unconditional states of being, we have to learn how to, I guess, release all of our blocks, all of our trauma, all of our gunk that may impede or dim that experience from happening. And so that's how we're having these talks these days, to create awareness of what those may be and then how to transmute or ascend whatever blocks we may have in our own personal lives. Now, we have another speaker coming up, and her name is Lucia Gabriela. She is so wonderful. I simply love listening to her energy. I love seeing her speak. There's something about her presence that I find very magnetic. And her topic is all about how to clear or establish boundaries in love and to foster intimacy. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about her before she takes over the floor. But Lucia loves to help individuals and couples master their sensuality, sexuality, and relationships with themselves and others. Now, I know that in American culture, talking about sensuality and sexuality may sound a little bit taboo, but I believe these are all healthy discussions that we all should have with ourselves and especially with our partners, okay? And so Lucia is pretty much an expert in this area. Her passion is to create a safe and sacred space for women and men to deeply explore many aspects of themselves, to purge emotional and sexual traumas that may be holding them back from manifesting what they desire. She loves to work with people to help them heal their inner child, embrace their shadows. Again, yeah, I love that because we do need the dark as much as we need the light. She also helps people connect with their higher selves and reconnect with their own body's wisdom. There's so much more to what she has to offer, and she's just incredible. So, Lucia, hi, and thank you so much for being here.
Delicious, amazing, happy Valentine's to everyone who is listening today to this amazing 14 Hours of Love. Thank you, Tamara, for inviting me again into this amazing project that you have created since last year. So I really appreciate this moment.
Thank you. So tell me, before you actually get into your talk, why do you think it's so important to talk about boundaries and love and an intimacy?
Well, boundaries is something that many times we don't even pay attention to when we are in a relationship or when we are actually living our life. It is a topic that it has become more present in the past couple of years, and especially in my life. Like, I believe that if we don't have boundaries, when I didn't have boundaries, I literally was lost. I just didn't know myself. I just didn't know my values. I didn't understand who I was. So I didn't have that feeling, that connection with myself to know what it was appropriate and what it was not, what I would tolerate or not. And sometimes, like, even if I would tolerate something, and people would take it for granted, and I will not tolerate it, and I will keep myself quiet. So I love this topic of boundaries because I'm on a true embodiment of, like, really inspiring people to pay attention to their boundaries and to honor them, because if we don't honor our boundaries, we can create a life of fiasco and so much sadness and pain, illusions in this world. So to me, boundaries is like, it's just those elements that need to be here for us to be in that container of love and self-love. Without boundaries, that container of self-love would be like all over the place. And we are like a beautiful cup, you know, like we have this beautiful water of wisdom and energies and sexual energies and all everything that we don't even know yet. And the boundaries help us to create a safe container and help us to create the life that we desire. So tuning in, why it's so important, because tuning in with your boundaries, you can actually see how you're creating your life. And be responsible, be self-responsible, and also accountable. Because now you know that if something is not going the way that you desire in your life, or something is not manifesting, or you get a trigger, there's got to be somewhere in your boundaries that is not congruent. And congruency is a great element that it must be when we have boundaries. We don't have congruency. Doesn't matter what you say your boundaries are, but if you're not actually living it, those boundaries, they don't exist. So truly, truly important.
I love it. What a great introduction to what we are going to talk about. So everybody, grab your pens and grab your papers and get ready to experience and to learn from the one and only Lucia Gabriela. Take it, girl.
Thank you so much. So in my journey, I have been blessed to explore love, relationships, and sexuality, and also to learn from other mentors and from even my own clients. And like, always in this process of learning and exploring. So you're always going to hear me saying I'm more than anything, or a teacher or coach, whatever, I'm more of an explorer. And in my exploration, I have come to understand the power of boundaries because of my own life, like I said before. And not having it, it was creating a lot of troubles, a lot of struggles, and a lot of pain. And I was also part of being, you know, the victim of abusive, toxic relationships. So the things about boundaries that is important to recognize is, what is boundaries? You know, listening to so many people talking about this specific element, people will share different things about boundaries. And I always would love to invite you to create the definitions and the meanings that are resonating with you where you are in your life right now. So for me, when it came to try to really understand boundaries without being my head too much, it was about getting in my body. So my body would actually guide me and would let me know more about myself and the boundaries because of the way I feel. So if I feel good, if I feel like I'm resonating with it and I feel like orgasmic and blissful and I feel like joyful of doing something, of that somebody's doing something with me or doing something for me. If I was feeling good, I know I'm in my path. Like, I know I'm there. But if something is still feeling awkward, if something is still feeling wrong, if something, you know, something that somebody's saying, something that somebody's doing, it just doesn't feel right, I can feel it in my body. So for me, my boundaries, you know, to keep it practical, simple for you to know, like, what are your boundaries? It's pretty much about tapping into your body and recognizing what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And what doesn't feel good is a sign that something within you, it could be a trigger, it could be an emotion that is pointing out a lack of boundary. Or pointing out that a boundary has not been set, pointing out that a boundary has maybe not been honored and respected. So emotions of feelings, you know, within ourselves, within our body, it kind of like is the beginning to truly understand boundaries and our boundaries, which are our boundaries. And before we go deeper into the boundaries, one of the things that I learned, you know, working and listening a lot of Tony Robbins' work and events that I've been part of, it never clicked before, but when I would, you know, I've been investing a lot of resources and finances and money, even in legal matters with my own ex-relationship with my ex-husband. That's where actually I learned a lot of my boundaries, because I just didn't have my boundaries set. I would let anything, I would just do whatever just to get rid of my ex-husband or to just get the parenting plan or something like that. I'm going in details here with my life just to give you an example. But if I just didn't have the boundaries because I would just do whatever this person wanted me to do. And it was so abusive and so toxic and so narcissist that I just didn't believe in myself. That's the other thing that about boundaries, that many times when we don't feel good, sometimes we don't feel good to even claim and reclaim that boundary, and we just feel like, oh, you know, I may look like a jerk or a bitch or an asshole, and all of it, and I just don't want to look bad for anyone. When it comes to boundaries, you must honor yourself so much and stay firm with what it feels good to you and what it doesn't feel good to you, and what it doesn't feel good to you, to really speak up and say it. And people that actually love you and really care for you and really honor you, they're going to listen to you, and they're going to honor that, and they're going to be like, wow, thank you for speaking your truth, what it feels true to you. And just doing that is one of the biggest amazing breakthroughs that we can offer, invitation that we can offer to the world. So when it comes to going back to my journey of going to, you know, 24 hours event about learning my values, I know it sounds so simple, but we take it for granted so much. And one of the things that I like to do when I work with my clients or I do events and all that stuff is like really we go into the values, because I believe it's the step number one that we go for us to have healthy boundaries and beautiful boundaries and golden boundaries, like I call it. We must know our values and what we stand for, what is important to us and what is not important to us. What are our virtues? To really know those parts of ourselves. If we don't know those parts of ourselves, we can't create boundaries, because it gets very tricky. So sometimes if you feel pain or you feel like something, anger, and you're discovering that this anger about somebody broke your boundaries is because maybe there were a value or maybe there was something about yourself you didn't know that now you're actually becoming to understand about yourself more. So to create conscious and I call them the golden boundaries is to really understand your values. What is important to you? So that would be step number one. What is important to you in your life? And now we're going to go a little deeper when it comes to creation of your boundary, your golden boundary. It's not just what is important to you in your life, but in all areas of your life. So when we have the, you know, the circle of life, the wheel of life, you know, we have a relationship, we have our finances, we have a career, we have a family, we have a friend, and we have our body, our health. So different areas of our life, our sexuality, our intimacy, right? Whatever you feel that is the circle of your life, because many people have different denominations. So I invite you to actually you create your own. And like, what are those areas of my life that are the most important? So when you are creating that circle of life for yourself, and you start looking to like if inside of each of those areas of your circle of life, you start asking yourself a question: what is important in this area of my life for me that is really, really important, and at the same time that is non-negotiable? Like, for example, in my relationship, when it comes to relationship with friends or family, or even my intimate partner, my lover, even my daughter, in my relationship, I must have a communication. I must have a sacred space to be able to express myself. If I don't have that, I cannot be in a relationship with anyone, because this is so fundamental to me. So based on that, even when I'm with my client, to have a great communication with my client, and, you know, and if you also if you are an entrepreneur, you own a business, What is your clear values when it comes to your business? So we have a clear understanding of what are your true values, what is that's really important to you, what it is that it is a must and it cannot be negotiable in your life. Those are the values, and based on that, we create our golden boundaries. And our golden boundaries, it's important that all this work is get done together at the same time, and it's really take a time for you to take a big breath in, get into your body, and sense everything about yourself, and dive deep into this practice and start creating your boundaries. Because my invitation to you here today is to create from a place of integrative wholeness from all aspects of yourself, and not just to create from your mind or just create from one other area. Like some people get too emotional and they just create from the emotional realm. So it's so important that you take the time to create a space in your day to create your values, and based on your value, you create your boundaries. So this is a very beautiful and simple practice I wouldn't like to overwhelm you with so much to say on this, but this, I believe, is the number one thing, the most important thing that we can do for ourselves, creating that golden boundaries. And in that golden boundaries, you also have all these areas. So let's say step number one, we'll go back, we'll look into what are the, we create your circle of life, right? Like the cycle, like with all the areas of your life, your finances, your career, money, or I know money and finances come together. But some people like separate it for some reason. It's up to you. It's all up to you, all creative aspect of you, relationship, family. So all that cycle, and then what is important to you in this area. And then from that area, I have a great resource, which is called, write down this, the www.thevirtueproject.org. And if you go to thevirtueproject.org, and if I am mistaken on the website, just Google the Virtue Project. Virtue is like V-I-R-T-U-E, thevirtueproject.org. And when you go to there, you're going to be able to see like hundreds of virtues. The difference between a virtue and a value is that virtue is related and linked to something spiritual, right? So usually like in the Catholic Church or spiritual belief, they have virtues. So, but the words themselves, the meaning of them, they're pretty much the same. Like, what is important to you? So that's a great resource. So you can go there after you have completed your cycle of life, and go, what is the most important virtues or values in my life? What is the most important and non-negotiable? And you take your top 10, and then from your top 10, you take your top 3 in each individual area. This is something that when we do it together, it could be in my private clients, or it can be with my groups. It can take us up to 2 to 3 hours, and I'm not kidding. So this is something that I really invite you to take a time to make a good 3 hours, just block on your calendar 3 hours of really knowing, getting to know more about yourself. It may sound like, oh my God, you really, Lucia, you're talking about this. Come on, get over it. This is so easy. Like, who doesn't get it? Come on. I tell you, I guarantee you that I have people of so many degrees, like PhDs, and I have people that are coming from different realms and walks of life, and when they sit down and they actually start working on this, I can tell you it could be one of the hardest things that you can possibly even face in your life, because it's like you get to a point, you're like, what? I mean, I didn't even recognize that, oh my God, I appreciate this value, and I never really pay attention to it. Because one of the things I love is like doing this work is that when I was diving into my values, one of the things I was tapping into is like there were values in there that I did not recognize I had and they were important to me. So they were not in my awareness. So the beautiful thing about knowing your values, like going through a whole list of values, like universal values, help you to really understand yourself at a deeper level, to know more about yourself, to be a little like, you know, we're in balance from day to day, and we are in a love relationship with somebody or not. And how can we date somebody that we really don't know? Like, so how can we date ourselves, you know, ourselves if we don't know ourselves? So when we know who we are, we know those part of ourselves that's so important to us, our life is more delicious, because it's like knowing yourself, it creates a greater life. And, you know, I feel like in my life, like when I hit my bottom rock, or I hit those, you know, sometimes that contrast, like Abraham Hicks would talk about the law of attraction. When I hit all that contrast in my life, sometimes it just reminds me that, something delicious is here that I'm not looking at, I'm not seeing, I'm not being aware of. So my job, my responsible job is to be like, what is this about? Like, what is actually missing here? Like, what it is that I'm not paying attention? What it is that important to me that I'm not actually valuing it? So because I'm not valuing, so I'm not noticing it, so I'm not actually even having a conversation about it, so I don't even know how to ask, how to have it or not. So really, really important. So go to theritualproject.org and write down those. There are like 100 of 100 values in there, and you can pick the top 10 of each category of your circle of life, and then pick the top 3. And I tell you that when I went and participated to all these Tony Robbins events, and I really give credit to these men, because it was my aha moment, and it was my breaking, you know, like, wow, it just clicked in those areas of my life that I needed. And it was just so powerful to see that from one event to another event I was going to, like different events I signed up for, it was so interesting to see that when I changed my values, I was so aware of like how my life was changing. So just to share with you my vulnerable part of me today, my top 3 values are courage, you know, sacredness, and sensuality. Those are my top 3 values in my life right now, because A, I must be courageous to do the work I do, to talk about sensuality and sexuality, and to talk about and help people to transcend emotional sexual trauma and actually somatic work, and you know, and be courageous to be open to listen to other people's experiences about the sexuality. It just takes a lot of like, whoa, it's like, wow, I never heard of this before, and courageous just to show up. So that's where I am right now in my life. And then sacredness. It's like I have and I must create sacredness in my life to be able to create the life that I desire and create a sacred space for my clients, for everybody else that comes into my field, even you right now here today. And sensuality, if you take sensuality out of my list, I would not be me. I am the most sensual person, that I love my sensuality so much that it's like, no kidding. I just love it. I just don't see myself not being sensual. And I believe that sensuality to me, I'm talking for myself, is sensuality to me is my medicine. So whenever I start feeling like I'm down, or I feel sick, or like I feel like depressed, you know, we're all going through some kind of like contrast experience or emotions, or I feel like overwhelmed, or I feel like I'm triggered by somebody else, or, you know, that they triggered me because something in there that needs to be addressed, or there's something even in my partner that, oh, my daughter, so much work, and now with school, so there's been so much going on. I just turn into my sensuality, and I just literally give myself permission to be fully sensual with myself. I can be driving in my car, and I can just pop up the music and just be like, literally do gentle divine touch that I usually teach, and like, it's like very gentle touch into my arms and my elbows and my arms. And I just love to activate that sensuality in my life, because it really, really helped me to be fully present with myself and to be here for everybody else. But I come from a place of fulfillment. I come from a place of full cup. I don't come from a place of empty cup. So when you know what is important to you and your values, then you really have an understanding of what is not acceptable anymore. So once you become to know what is not acceptable anymore, you write down a list based on the same categories of your life cycle. You actually become aware of, like, what are your boundaries when it comes to your intimate relationship? And I like to be very clear and very raw on this one. It's like when you're in your intimate relationship, if you're having sex with a partner or a lover, if you say no, are you actually respecting your no of having sex intercourse, or you just actually just go give in and actually just actually dishonor yourself because, oh, you know, I just feel bad. I just feel like, you know, I have to do this because I have to be polite, or I have to, you know, or I have to because he paid the rent, and I just have, or sometimes I just want to, you know, get, I just had to open up my leg and let him penetrate me because I just had to, you know, he just said move on. He would leave me the fuck alone, right? Like, just, so when you kind of understand that what is the most important to you, and start recognizing what is not acceptable in your relationship or in your, even with the money, like, when it comes to money, like, many people are having hard times with money and these illusions with money. And sometimes, you know, I treat money as my, one of my other relationships I have. It's like money, finances, I must have a great relationship with it. I remember she mentioned to me one of the interviews I did on one of my channels, and she said, you know, when people are struggling with money, it's because something about them, they are not safe. They don't feel safe. They don't feel safe. And I was like, oh my God, this so resonated, because, you know, when I was struggling with money, it was because I was not feeling safe. And I was like, oh my God, if I'm not feeling safe, then I go back inward and be like, what part of me is not being honored? What part of me is not being valued? So remember, value equals values. So if you're not honoring yourself, you're not honoring your values, something inside of you is going to be triggering of you not feeling safe. Many times we do, when I do somatic emotional healing therapy work, and I have people, like, you know, releasing so much emotions out of their bodies, sometimes when they're coming back into the present of the body, people many times have struggled to get back into the body because they're like, oh my God, I just don't feel like something's going on here. But as soon as I say the word, you are safe to be yourself, you are safe in your body, you are safe, they come back. And that's what, to me, safety and sacredness are one of my top values when it comes to my work. So if you can start looking at how important, we're talking about creating amazing relationship in your life, creating amazing, a great sex life in your life, creating abundance in your life, how important is for you to know your values? And based on that, you create clear boundaries. So now, moving forward with boundaries, and I really wish that all of this is helping you on some level, is giving you an aha moment or an insight, and I would love to hear from you, you know, on our Facebook page. I know we have the Coming Love Project with Tamala on her Facebook group. I would love to hear your insight and your feedback on what I'm sharing with you, because everything I'm sharing with you, I have learned from other people, but also come a lot from my own experience. And I share with you that I have spent over just in this aspect of boundaries because of my own personal life with my ex-husband and the whole deal that I have going on, you know, core legal matters and all that stuff when it comes to my daughter. It all has been about boundaries. And this is tying up to what I want to say next, and maybe we'll be wrapping it up after this, is that when we know our values and we know who we are and we become present in our body, we become present with our breath, and we just accept ourselves and we love ourselves so much, and then we start creating from a place of clarity. Our values help us to create clarity, and we have a clear boundaries, right? Like, what is not acceptable in my life? What is it that I don't tolerate? You know, what are the areas of my relationship that, you know, the thing that I won't tolerate from my partner? So, and some people will be like, I don't tolerate somebody to cheat on me. It's like, well, that's your boundary. You own it, girl. Like, just do it. If you're a business owner and you just don't tolerate people to take your content and use it, and your copyright and all that stuff, that's your boundary. You own it. And this is the next thing, the deeper stuff. Give yourself permission to own it, to embody it, to own your values and your boundaries. What I find is that many times we're like, okay, we do this work for 3 hours, 4 hours, sometimes it can go. And when we do it with friends, it's so much joyful and fun because we actually, our friends sometimes can help us to be like, wow, this is interesting. I never knew about this about you. It's like so much, wow, this is another level of Lucia Gabriela. This is another level of Tamala. This is another level. This, I never knew this person. I'm like, really? This is who you are? I'm like, wow, I never knew this. And sometimes you're like, whoa, I didn't know that either. So it's kind of fun to do with friends. So I invite you to invite people and friends to do this work with you. And own it. If you have a boundary, own it. Own it. Own it. Just like shake it outside and scream it to the wall and scream it to the universe and say, I am abundance in the, you know, but I am sacredness, right? I love to say I am abundance, so it comes very natural to me. But I am sacredness. Like, if you just own it and you're like, I am sensuality and I am courageous, you know, courage yourself. I own it. Like, I own it. Because what happens is that when you start setting your boundaries clearly, and the way I see it is like, you know, you and I, we are priestesses in this world, right? Like, you are amazing, divine goddesses and gods, right? Like, in this amazing, beautiful world. And you are literally, your duty is the temple, right? Like, you are chair of this temple, and this temple is your body. I always call my body is my temple. But also, you are creator. And when you are creator and you have an amazing, beautiful temple, right? Let's say that we're in Egypt, right? We have the temples of Egypt and we have the temple of Mexico and all the other temples all around the world that's sacred, right? So you have this sacred place. Okay, so my invitation is for you to realize this. Like, are you going to allow anyone to come into your sacred space and just, like, spray graffiti all over it? No, right? Like, I don't. Right? This is my place of adoration. And I don't care who I adore. It's just my own business. I adore myself. So I adore my body. And I adore myself. And I adore my creations, right? Like, my creations are sacred. So if you follow me on Facebook or you've been there, you know that nobody messes around with my Facebook page, because when people share from a place of authenticity and vulnerability, nobody's allowed to bully. And if somebody comes to bully, I really get on their neck, literally. So I don't mind to block people out and throw them out and put them in a place, because it is my sacred space I'm creating with others. I'm co-creating with others, but I'm creating that space for people to feel safe and vulnerable and sacred to share with me. That's why I believe, you know, a lot of people respect my page, because they just know that, okay, you cannot do this in Lucia's page. You're not going to be able to bully somebody else because they have different belief system. No, everybody respects each other. So I own it. I own the sacredness. So my invitation to you is that once you go through your values, once you tap into your boundaries, your golden boundaries, you must. And I'm saying must, not because I'm trying to tell you what to do or what not to do, but it's a please. You know, I spent years and years and years on this, and I have, like, literally been in painful situations in my life, ugly situations in my life, that I would not desire for anyone to go through unless they choose to. That, you know, that's your thing, that's your free will. But I really, you know, if I can pave the road for you, I do it. And I'm already doing it. And yeah, so it's like, if I just knew this, it would have been amazing in my life. But if you must embody your boundaries and own it. So just give yourself permission to own it and just be yourself. This is amazing and powerful work, and we just giving ourselves permission to honor our boundaries is one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves, because there are going to be situations in your life that when you start tapping into your boundaries, people are going to start testing it, and then you're going to feel like you're going to have to be like, go back into the corner and be like, oh no, poor me. Please, I invite you to own it.
I love it. I love it. I do have a few questions. Is it time for that yet? I'm
sure.
Sorry.
But, yes, okay. Go ahead.
So I know that you were speaking about the first step is, you know, defining what is important to you. And I started thinking about people, especially younger women, where we have all these messages telling us that it's okay to not value our bodies, to be treated any way we want, you know, the guy wants to treat us, you know. So I guess how would you tell a younger woman that maybe did not have the same kind of foundation as you and me? Mm-hmm. About how to define or identify or even become aware that she should honor herself and become conscious of what is important to her. You know, think, you know, 16 to 24. Like, what do we tell them about boundaries?
Well, and I can even go younger than that because my daughter is 9 years old. And mm-hmm. I'm already to the stage where she knows her boundaries and she knows clearly like what are her no's, and they might be respected and giving herself permission to say, you know what, this is mom, the way that you're talking to me right now, like you just raised your voice, it's not acceptable, it doesn't feel good in my body. So
look
like,
at that.
I'm like, well, master on the training. So I can say this because sometimes even like as a mentor of a teacher of a father or a mother, sometimes we feel like, oh yeah, you know, I'm preaching all this and I'm living on my own life, and I am very, very conscious and aware that I have a 9-year-old that she already had picked up so much stuff, that she's already doing a lot of her own emotional healing because of the whole energetic trauma that had happened between her father and I, and all the legal matters that, believe it or not, is like a long story short. But a lot mm-hmm. of stuff has happened in her life at a very young age where, thanks to my own life and my inspirations, I've been able to teach her. So what I have taught my own daughter is that when it doesn't feel good, you got to speak up. Mm. And I believe that that is just the basic foundation of it, because we get back into a body. And I just get chills on that, because it just get back into a body. Because maybe we don't understand the worth of the values. We don't understand what, you know, gratitude is, or how does that really represent a very young age. Some people, the kids, don't even understand what empathy is, or gratitude, mm-hmm. or appreciation, which we really, you know, and we also have to understand that the brain, you know, mature until the age of 22, you know, 22. So until the age of 22, chemically, younger kid and adult, and, I mean, younger adult and teenagers are going through, like, transformational brain chemical changes. So the brain is changing, but the body is the place where we can trust. The body is the one actually telling us. Yeah, because our mind can fuck us up, literally. But our body is going to tell us if it feels good or doesn't feel good. So my invitation for anyone who's young, you know, any age, from even the age of 3 years old to whatever age you are, but you're in that time of 16 to 25, I'm going to invite you to really tune in and tap in into your body, especially if you are a woman, because of the difference between men and women is our biological aspect of it and our gender, how we identify ourselves, right? So whatever mm-hmm. you are, it could be a female, male, a transgender, whatever you resonate with, who you are, your body will tell you what you need, and also will tell you what feels good and what is not acceptable. Just listen to it. Get out of your head, get out of the conditioning of where you are, where you should not be, or anything, and just tap into your body and let your body tells you, and not tells you, I would like to reframe that, like, let the body remind you who you are, because we're here to remember who we are. I'm going to invite you, like, when if you are in a very beautiful place and you just get yourself quiet or even just dancing, like, one of the things I love to do is, like, I love to bring people into the static aspect of dance, right? Like, we call static dance, and some people have so many things like that. So go into
What's
one
that?
Of those events. Ecstatic dance is when people go into this ecstasy of dance, like you have this music playing and you go into meditation state and you're just like, whoo, and you just make your energy flow and you have orgasmic energy all over you. It's all floated. It's not making it unless you want
to. I love
do
that.
Makeup. But you just go and you just dance. You just lose yourself in a dance. And what it does is that when you lose yourself in a dance, like you get into that trance dance, right, that the static, like you get like, you're beyond your mind, you're beyond, like, you're just, like, in that meditation state, in the alpha state, right? Like, right there. And what is happening is that in that space where you feel so ecstatic, and that's the space, or even orgasmic, like, even teenage, you know, like, if you're 16 and having sex, or you are 22 or 25 and you're having sex and you have an orgasm, I would say even if you masturbate or you have, you know, whatever kind of, like, ecstatic experience that you have, that can bring you to that blissful experience of being in ecstasy, right? I don't recommend drugs. I recommend to use your own body. use your own body. But when you come to that even when orgasm, ask your body, ask the question, like, who am I? Who am I? What is important to me? What is what I must embody in my life right now? And just let your body answer it.
I love that. I personally love to dance, as you mentioned, but I've never used that term before. I just call it moving the energy. and it totally does allow me to connect to my higher self. That's one of the ways that I connect to my higher self is through dance, because it gets you out of your head and just in touch with your body. So we're going to open the. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Please.
You're gonna, and that's one of the. For me, like that is one of the first things I actually love to do in my event. It's like I bring people into dance because I help them to literally get out of the head and be like fully present with their body. And there's magic that happens, and that's where actually I invite them to ask I ask questions and invite the body to answer that for them. And one of the things as a facilitator is that I tell people, I am not going to tell you who you are or what your values are. You're going to remember that for yourself. I'm not going to imprint anything in your subconscious to tap into my values. You're going to discover, because you know what? You're so freaking unique and authentic and amazing on your own that what it may be valuable to you, it doesn't have to be valuable to me, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that. Know that, you know, if you're going through this process, just do it for you, not because you need to prove it to anybody or you need to tell anybody, oh, am I right? Or like, is that okay? Just feel it. It feels good. Great. If that can feel good, I'm like, go deeper, right? Just go deeper and like, why is not feeling good?
So do you think that there's a fear, though, with that people may have with getting in touch with their bodies? Because we do live so much in our heads. Any advice to the person that may be very new to these concepts about how to just relax in a way and just allow? Any tips for that particular person?
Yeah, so even from my experience and what I have witnessed and seen, not just on my body of work, but also other people's body of work and events that I have co-facilitated with other people or have trained with or whatever, is that there is a fear of being in your body. There's a fear of being here. Many times I have people that they have a fear of existence in their body, which is like comes when they do a lot of psychedelic or they have like traumatic experience in a very energetic realm, especially when you work with energy or anything like that. If something traumatic happens, people are going to be afraid to be in this earth. They just don't want to be here. Like if they don't feel like Indigo Kid, like star kid, like I don't know the whole denomination of that. But It's a different vocabulary to me too. But I just know that if you just don't feel that you belong to this earth, you just don't want to be here, and you just want to get out. So there's a fear of being here, because I believe that planet Earth, especially this three-dimensional world that we're living in, is such a powerful world of mastery. The mastery, to me, my awareness, and my remembering, what I tap into it, what I'm going to share with you, I don't know if I read it somewhere, but it's just coming to me that the mastery that we come to learn to establish in this earth is the mastery of really focusing our thoughts and our creations, like the thought. Yes, we are in our head, but if we learn to master our thoughts, like the filter, to be so crystal clear and understanding the resonance that has in our body, we'll become greater creators. And to me that's so important. So yes, there's a fear that people don't want to be in the body, because planet Earth is the beautiful planet to and place to master. So great it's been. So it's like a high level of awakening that is happening at a collective level, even in galactic level. And planet Earth is the place. It's the place to be right now. It's a great place to be. It's the greatest place to be right now for mastery. So I'm really, really grateful for that. And what I would say to you as a human being is to honor the fact that you are a master in training and that your body is actually the tool. It's the temple. It's the tool of the temple. Our bodies are portals of
I love that. Oh my gosh, yes. I have to write that down.
Our bodies are portals of unifying, of the sex that the universe and our inner universe are having. So imagine our bodies are portals of the outside and the inside, the inner universe and outer universe, the above and the beyond, and everything. So your body is the tool of your mastery. So get back into your body. Remember the mastery that you're here, the journey that you're here for. And everybody has their own unique journey. Not everybody has to do the work I do. Not everybody has to do the work Tamala does. Like, not everybody has to do the work that many of our audience are doing. But your work and your mastery is so unique that this is the most amazing, fascinating thing. Because you are in the path of mastery. And I treat you as a master because you're enlightened being already. We just don't give ourselves credit for it. We just had a fear of it because we just, some people said that, the full prophet, just get rid of that. You want a whole prophet on your own mastery world, right? As long as you're happy and we do no harm, then we are self-responsible and everybody's self-responsible, we're pretty good. So you are in this amazing journey of mastery, and your body is the journey, is your tool, is your portal. It's actually the portal that allows you to be the master that you are. Without your body, you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't be experiencing all this. You would be in the cosmic world, being energy, and waiting to come back to another body, another different type of body. Not this human physical body, but maybe a planet, a rock, or maybe a planet itself, or maybe a star, or maybe, who knows, like another ET or another of my friends out there, right? Like ET friends. So anyway, you're going to need a body to master something.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
So yeah, my invitation for you is, amazing listeners, is that you're amazing and powerful, and you're incredible, and you're just so orgasmic, and I just invite you to just recognize that and give yourself permission to be your master self.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for those gems of wisdom and for this training. So we're running out of time, so I'm going to quickly open up the floor for any questions. But while we're waiting, Lucia, can you share information about what you're doing this year, how people can work with you, and where to find you, and so forth?
Awesome. Thank you. You can go to luciagabriela.com, And this year, I'm in this amazing manifestation process of manifesting another partner in my business, a partner in my business that is going to help me to, I'm actually the co-creating events. So we're going to be doing a lot of events for singles and a lot of events for couple people. So really, really excited about that. And a lot of mastery workshops and mini weekends. So that's pretty much what I have cooking this year. A lot of actual stuff. One of the things I learned, Tamala, is like I love to coach people and I love to do my work online and I love it. But one of the things I love to see is that when people come to my event and when they walk out, and it's like, wow, it's like this is such a different level. So I'm kind of like in person sort of thing. So if you ever feel like you need to get away from somebody, from anything, and you need to, like, have somebody to help you to create that sacred space, to shake it off, all of it, and just reclaim your authentic self, I'm here to provide that for you. So you can go to luciagabriela.com and go to the aspect where it goes a tab that is a free call, and you will fill out a form. And get a free call with me where I will, you know, with Discover call. And then we'll see, you know, we'll see together how we can co-create something in your life.
Great, 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 great. That sounds wonderful, wonderful. Well, since there are no questions, Lucia, I humbly thank you so much for this training. It was simply incredible. I think that you definitely shed some light to all of our listeners about how to establish boundaries by, I guess, understanding and become aware of what you value, what's important to you, and by simply tuning in to our portals, our bodies. Oh, I freaking love that.
Yes.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up? Any final, you know, little nuggets, or did we cover it all?
I feel that you are powerful. And I am so honored to be here with you, Tamala, and everyone in this call and everybody who is going to be listening to the replays. And I just know that you are powerful, that you're freaking amazing and powerful. I never doubt that. And if you ever do, just go to my page and on my Facebook page, and I will shake you up.
I love it.
To remember. I will make you remember.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody, we'll be back in a few minutes with our third speaker for 14 Hours of Love 2018 Style. Love and light, y'all. Love and light. Bye.